team, welcome to No Excuses Real Inspiration, hosted by Fitness for Health. So it has been a long time since I've done a podcast. Life has gotten away, other things, job, and my own training as well. So today's episode, I am just going to do a wee recap of what's actually been happening for myself and what the future looks for Fitness for Health as a business. So my last episode was on the 17th of September last year. We are now in March 2024. So what's been happening for Fitness for Health since then? Well, in the last few months, I have been developing my own fitness app that my clients can now get the use of when they come on board, hybrid training or face-to-face personal training with myself. Also, in the background, I have been developing my own different training methods that's been helping me over the last couple of months just to strip fat effectively. So one of the methods that I have been doing, I've used it in the past, is interval training, high intensity. So it would be 5 minutes on your stepper, then going flat out for a 1K run on your treadmill, then repeating this 3 to 5 sets. It's a hellish session, but it definitely works. Other things I've been doing to help myself keep a wee bit fitter, trimmer, and keep the fat off is reducing my salt intake, my sugar intake, because I use my Fitness Pal. I pay the premium version, which is fantastic, which initially it lines up with my own app as well, Fitness for Health. So you can actually get this app on the App Store. So mindset when it comes to training. The tail end of December, November, my training wasn't great, I'll be perfectly honest. Still training a wee bit, but it's not as much as what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now is I'm averaging 15 hours a week training. At the start of January, I came up with my own 90-day challenge of doing a bare minimum of 30 minutes activity. So what does that mean? 30 minutes of activity. Is that going a walk, going a jog? Is it 30 minutes in the gym? It can actually be anything. It could be even 30 minutes washing your car, you name it. 30 minutes of activity per day. That's all my challenge is. And also, into that challenge is a minimum of 3 litres of water a day. My God, this was probably the hardest part of the challenge because I am only 33 years of age. I know you might not think that to look at me, but I am 33 years old. But the amount of times I had to pull the car in and go in to use the facilities in a local pub. And it's not happened once, but it's happened now 3-4 times at the start of this process. But as I started this challenge on the 8th of January this year, so now we're well over 2 months into this challenge, my body's adjusted. My mind's adjusted to consuming that amount of water each day because, you know, consuming 2 litres of water is okay, but with the amount of activity that I am doing now, I certainly need to push myself and drink that extra litre. Other days, if I can, get a wee bit more in, because there is days where I'm maybe playing tennis for 3 hours, then I've got double spin, then a wee bit of weights, so I'm definitely burning a lot of calories in these sessions. Why did I decide to up my training? Why not? Because we are on this planet for a good time, not a long time. Like, if, health and so let's go back. Fitness for health. What does that mean? It means everything. So basically, any activity you can take part of is fitness. And equally, it's helping your health. So why did I come up with this name? Because the name's in the clue. Fitness for health. So fitness is for everyone, and we're trying to improve your health. It's like health for fitness. You can put it around either way, and basically we get the same outcome. We are helping our health. It's all about improving our own health. Keep our heart beating, keep the muscles strong, keep that blood pumping. Okay. Let's talk mindset. Mindset is an astronomical factor into your training. So, as most of you know, I work in a gym, right? I do shifts. Most of my training is done at the gym where I work. However, I have come up with the idea a couple of weeks ago that I would join a 24-hour gym. So that basically, on my early shifts, when I start at 5:45 in the morning and my shift finishes at 2, I would train first thing in the morning so that I've still got more time available. How does this help? Well, it is difficult. It is challenging. My God, getting up at 3:20 a.m. for a 4 a.m. gym session is so challenging, especially when you live in Scotland, when it's dark, when it's cold, when it's windy, when it's rainy. But the good thing is, you get to use everything in the gym. The gym is quiet, so maybe a handful of people who are in training at that time, people who have got the same mindset as myself, or they have got other things ongoing. That's why they're training at that time. But it helps. So, 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I will do this. Then I'll have a rest at the weekend. Then Monday, I will train at the 24-hour gym, but I don't do it on the Tuesday because after my shift, when I finish at 2 o'clock, I've got double spin. So I'm not trying to put my body through that much, especially I need to preserve some energy for that double spin session as well. So now I've been doing this for 6 weeks, but I have done this previously in the past, going back a couple of years, and it's beneficial in the long run. But doing it for that first time, getting up at 3:20 a.m. for your first gym session when it's dark, when it's cold, when it's windy, I'm not gonna lie, it's bloody challenging. But it's worth it because on the flip side is I've done my gym session before I've started my shift. I have a coffee before I start my shift, straight after my gym sesh. Then from there, go to work, deliver a fitness class, which I have got full of endorphins. I am wide awake. That first class, 6:15 in the morning. Boom. Oh, I've been awake for 3 hours already. I've had a gym session. I've had my coffee. The endorphins are kicking in. And the customers, they can feel the endorphins from me. Rather than if I just get up out of my bed and be like, ah, here we go again. Here's another class. Nah. That's not the attitude. If you're on an early shift, I would highly recommend that if you're up early in the morning, do an early gym session, like get it done before your shift. Any gym that's possible. So if you're starting work at 9, a 6 a.m. gym session. If you're starting work at 6, join a 24-hour gym. Get in the gym earlier. I would highly recommend it. On some days, it's definitely a push and a struggle to do this, but hey, life is a struggle. Life is not meant to be easy. We have got obstacles, we get challenges, we need to push ourselves every single day. Our only competition is the person staring back at you in the mirror. It's simple as that. Okay, let's talk about my training intensity. How did I come up with this cross training idea? In the past, I've done a bit of everything. I've done some 10Ks, 5Ks, done a wee bit of open water swimming. I love golf. I've recently taken up tennis in the last year, which I absolutely love. So now I'm trying to incorporate a full cross training plan. So now I have got to incorporate my indoor cycling sessions. Now I have to incorporate at least one or two tennis sessions a week. I'm having to incorporate swimming indoors into my training plan. I have to incorporate running into my training plan. I'm incorporating weights, also having to incorporate what people mostly neglect is core and stretching. Stretching, my God, the amount of people that go to fitness classes or go to the gym, don't warm up properly, and they don't stretch. And then the next day, they have the cheek to say, "By the way, I'm a wee bit stiff, wee bit sore." Well, whose fault's that? It's yours. You're responsible for yourself when you're in this environment. So please warm up correctly and stretch. Take the time to bloody stretch. Like, if you can, go to yoga, go to Pilates. But if you're going to a fitness class or going to the gym, take the time to incorporate stretching into your session, because if you're not stretching, that's why you're going to get sore. That's why you're going to get stiff. That's why you're going to get less mobile. It's down to you, no one else. You can't blame the instructor. So next time you go to a class, the gym, remember this. Moving on. How many hours a week am I currently training? I'd probably say I'm training about 15 hours on average. On January, I managed to fit in 6 to 8 hours of training, but I was off work for a couple of weeks. I had annual leave, so that's why I was able to fit this in. However, in February, I managed to surpass this number, even though there's less days in February, you know. Although this is a leap year, so that it all counts. So now, February, I managed to do 72 hours of training. We are now into the 11th of March, and I have done 27 hours of training. So I think there's a good possibility I will hit roughly the same number or a wee bit higher this time around in March, but you never know. The only reason I'm putting in these numbers and pushing myself is because I am on this 90-day challenge. And as I said, I'm just over 2 months into this challenge, and my challenge will finish early April, 90 days. And what have I learned so far? What I've learned so far is that there is certain days that I've probably not fueled enough. Going into these ridiculous numbers, burning around 4,000 calories. There is other days I feel depleted, I feel a wee bit emotional, I feel negative. But that's because I've overtrained, and that's, you learn these things as you go. You learn life lessons basically within the gym. You get annoyed at certain things because you've overtrained, etc. And you just need to learn to find the balance, basically, within. If you're doing a challenge, pushing myself to the brink, some days, even tennis for 3 hours is tough. It's not just tough on the legs, but it's tough on the mind. When you've played 2.5 hours and you're over 1200 calories, and it's continuing to build that momentum to be able to perform in a match and the high standard. That's why my hat's off to the professional players, amateur players, playing 4 or 5 hours, and five sets. It's bloody amazing the fitness levels that these guys have, and females. But yeah, pushing yourself is good, but you need to think about how you feel for your session. How do you feel for that day? So myself, so now I've got a strict diet, a strict routine that I am following, and going back to my point earlier, for me using my fitness pal, it's accountability. So who do you hold accountable? Do you hold yourself or someone else? Well, for me, I'm accountable for me. Nobody else is going to do it for me, so I have to do it. Like, if I miss a training session, if I have a long lie, if say I get up at 10 a.m, I'm a wee bit, oh God, I need to train. It's in my blood now, training. Going back in the day when I was a bit younger, a wee bit more foolish, the only thing I was concerned about was A, playing video games, and B, drinking fizzy juice, C, takeaway food. But now, none of that exists basically in my life. I will have the odd takeaway maybe once a month now, in moderation. But I work hard that I can have those goals, sorry, those rewards at the end of the month. Be accountable to yourself. That's all I'm trying to say is, like, if you're not accountable, if you're getting trained by someone and you're moaning at the trainer for not doing their job, for not pushing you, or if you're not seeing the results, basically, that's what I'm trying to say is, in a short period of time, listen, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's going to take time. It's going to take months. It's going to take years. If you really want to achieve something within your health and fitness goals, you have to do it yourself. Like, as trainers, we provide the tools for you to achieve these goals. But it's up to you, as the client, as a customer, to use these tools as your advantage, because you end up receiving so many tools that you could be astronomical, amazing yourself. So people end up jumping on this bandwagon where they'll do amazing Monday to Friday, then boom, at the weekend, there we go, they're out again, they're out clubbing, they're out feeding their face. So all those calories, all the hard work you've done through the week, destroyed it at the weekend, basically. And within Scotland, anyway, people like to indulge in their fast food, indulge in their drink. So basically, what happens is a Saturday they'll go out, a Sunday's a write off, Monday they may get back into the swing of it again, but actually, nah, I'll give it a couple of days, you know, and then they fall off the wagon, and then starting on a Monday becomes a Tuesday, nah, becomes a Wednesday, and then they end up actually just leaving the gym, and then they just be in that cycle where they're going out at the weekend, they're working through the week, and the gym doesn't exist in their life anymore. If you can, make it a habit. Break these habits. Get out of the habits of working hard through the week in the gym and then destroying it at the weekend. No, keep the habits going all the time. If you want to have a healthy life moving forward in the future, that's what we all want. If you want to, everybody's got a different fitness goal. So I'm no saying you can't do this and you can't do that, but try and be respectable if you can. Like, there's no point being in part of health and fitness if you're working hard through the week and then you're ruining the weekend. Like, if you were a client of mine, this is just a typical A. If that was a prime example, I personally wouldn't have you as a client. I would push you on to someone else, because I'm here to help people who want to help themselves. So be accountable. Do the small things. When if you're going out at the weekend, that's cool. Cut back on the drink. Cut back on the food, portion sizes. So now, for the rest of 2024, fitness for health, where does that leave me? Well, I am now going to try and put out a new podcast each month. I'm not going to say on a weekly basis because I've got too much ongoing now, but a monthly podcast. So there'll be another one in April at some point. But I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. So basically, we've just had a wee recap of what's been happening and a few different things regarding health and fitness. Next month, it'll be moving on to actual subjects. Today was just a wee recap. That was all. But if you can, give this a listen, give it a share to all your friends and family via social media. It will be available via Amazon, it'll be Spotify, it'll be on Apple, and wherever you listen to your podcast. But thanks again for listening to No Excuses, Real Inspiration, hosted by Fitness for Health.